We're on Daf Nun Hey, we're continuing the Gemara on the bottom of Nun Dalet Omud Beis. We had brought a Tana that said in front of Rabbi Lazar, darshing the Pasuk by pigeon of a behemoth Tameah. The Pasuk says, behemoth Tameah upada berakecho. And Rabbi Lazar darshin, or the Tana darshin in front of Rabbi Lazar, ma behemoth Tameah miuchedesh etchila asoy, hegdish. It's the beginning of the hegdish. Vekula l'shamayim, it's all l'shamayim. And then you're going to have a din me'ilah. Which makes no sense, as Rashi explained, because the Pasuk is not talking about Din Me'ilah at all. The Pasuk is talking about the Din of Pigeon and being Moisef Echoimish. Besides that, the Gemara also asked that the Halacha of Me'ilah actually applies whether you have a Tchilas Hegdish or Soif Hegdish. Doesn't matter how something became Hegdish, if it was via Pigeon or was via an actual Hagdosha, it's going to have a din me'ilah. So he said, Enechinami, when he said me'ilah, he didn't mean me'ilah. He meant just like me'ilah, you pay a chaymish. So also the here of the din of pigeon of paying a chaymish, that's the halacha we're referring to here. That halacha of paying a chaymish applies by something that's tchilas hegdish as a fuke, maybe Shuma Levi, fuke, to go with exactly Shuma Levi's point. Shuma Levi's point was that hegdish rishav lehegdish sheni, there is no chaymish on hegdish sheni. So we're coming here to say exactly that point, that's why tchilas hektish and not anything else. Says the Gemara, Amalei, the bottom line, Amalei Ravashi Larvina, behemoth tmei betchilas hektish isha, behemoth hektish lesa? He says, I don't understand. He said, you're learning this out, you're making a drush on the fact it says behemoth tmei. Now I understand that behemoth tmei can't be a carbon. That we understand. So it can't be what we call safe hektish. It can't be something you're actually using as a carbon. But just like you could be maktish a behemoth tmei for tchilas hektish, theoretically, you could be mocked to something else and be paid it onto a behemoth tmeah, and then from that you would transfer it maybe to a behemoth tahira or give money to hekdesh or something. But it's possible that the behemoth tmeah could be a hekdesheni. So how are you saying you see from this pasuk that you only pay this hekdesh rishon from behemoth tmeah? Behemoth tmeah could be hekdesheni. But it's not the end of hegdish. It's never going to be brought as a carbon. So what? So maybe a last hegdish, but be'emtza hegdish, if it's a hegdish sheni, so you appoint something that's hegdish onto a behemoth tmei or onto anything, the halacha of the pasuk is telling you that you have to be meisif chemish, v'leisif nami chemish. No, it's like the final stage of hegdish. Just like the behemoth tmei can't be soif hegdish, therefore the din chemish of course wouldn't apply. Also, emtza hegdish, if it's a secondary hegdish, also the din chemish would not apply. But still, how do you know that? So a behemoth tmei cannot be soif hegdish. It could be tchilas hegdish. So you tell me the emtza hegdish is like soif hegdish. How do you know? Maybe emtza hegdish sheni is like tchilas hegdish. And also there is a din pigeon, not like a Rishum and Levi. I can tell you me svara that emtza hegdish is like soif hegdish. Shekei nitfas be nitfas. They both are a din of nitfas. We said when you're makdish something itself, it's called hegdish. When you use it to be paid as something, it's not called hegdish, it's called hatfasa. You're being typhus, taking a kedusha and transferring it. So the safe hegdish is a hatfasa. So the middle hegdish is also hatfasa. And just like safe hegdish, you can't be paid with a chaymish, obviously you don't need to. So also the middle hegdish also has no din chaymish. Because more than about Adrav, I can tell you it's far the opposite. The tchilas hegdish of leidmoy middle hegdish should be like the beginning of hegdish. Shkin davar sheish achra of kedusha, we davar sheish achra of kedusha. Just like hegdish rishon has hegdish afterwards when you point down to something else, and it has a din of chaymish. So emtze hegdish also has something afterwards, seif hegdish, and therefore it should also have a din of chaymish. So how do you know which way to be madama the middle stage of hegdish? Says Mark Adama Rav or Rav Darshin ha'ola ola rishon, and we darshin. Now, when it says, when you're bringing the karbonis, it says, and we darshan that, the hay of ha'ayla says that you have to bring the carbon ayla first, and only after you bring the carbon ayla first, then you can bring all the other karbonis. So the carbon tumid every day has to come first from the hay hayadia. So, when the pasuk says, hatmeya means the first kedusha. So if you're maktish an animal, tmeya, then when you're paid it, you pay a chaymish. But if you're matfis it on a secondary kedusha, it's not hatmeya, it's not the hey how you do it, and then there will not be a din of hatfasa b'chaymish, and that is halacha of Shum and Levi. We see a brisa. The brisa says, "Parazu tachas parashal hegdish." If you have an animal and you transfer the kedusha on it from another animal, so you have a part of Hekdesh that has a mum, so you can't bring it as a carbon. So you can bite it. You transmit Kedusha onto a second animal. Or Talas, Shal Hekdesh. So now you didn't say the value. You didn't say how much it's worth. You just said this part for this part. So Hekdesh Pad, Hekdesh works. We had Hekdesh Al Yaina. Hekdesh gets the benefit of the doubt, the upper hand, meaning if the second animal that you're using as the pigeon is worth less than the first animal, well, the Hekdesh always works. The pigeon always works because we even say that Hekdesh can be Mechal Shava Pruta. So, but the evidence works. You owe Hekdesh the money. If, however, the second Hekdesh was worth more, then the second animal becomes Kedesh anyways. So even though you said it's worth, this is in place of the first one, since you didn't specify a price, if it's worth more, Hekdesh gets the more as well. Here you specify that it's five seller, hekdesh padui. Then it's padui, and if it's worth more, you have to pay more, but the hekdesh is already padui, because you actually, but the other, you don't have to actually pay the full value at all. But in this case, you don't give more, because you only said five shekel. All that is fine. Nothing to do with our halacha that we're discussing with Shulman Levi. The next line says, "Al hekdesh risha ma'asif chemish, al hekdesh sheni ani ma'asif chemish." We see the famous in the brisa that you, when you're paid the first original hekdesh, that's when you have a din of being paying an extra fifth. But when you pay a secondary hekdesh, then of course you have to pay the value, or you have to give the value, but you don't have to pay a fifth, exactly like Yeshua ben Levi. Says the Mishnah. This is actually a repeat of halacha we said earlier. The Gemara will discuss it. So we said oino is going to be arba kesef from a sela, which we said is the 1/6 that we had talked about. Or again, 1/24, 1/12, 1/6, 1/3, whichever one you want to go with. So this is the 6th that we're talking about. Vahataina shtei kesef. Another halacha that's related to money is taina. When you have a halacha of moed b'miksa, so someone, as Reuven claims, Shimon owes him money. Shimon is moed b'miksa. He's moed to part of the taina. So halacha is he has to make a shvua. The Gemara in Shvuas learns out from the pshat in this mission, it's also mission Shvuas, that the minimum taina has to be 2 kesef, 2 ma. 2 ma of kesef is the minimal taina that you have to start the halacha of moed b'miktsas. V'haidah shavapruta. The haidah only has to be a shavapruta, which is 1/32 of a ma, right? A ma is going to be, as we said earlier, a ma is going to be 2 punjin, the 2 pigeon is 2 isser, and an isser is 8 prutas. So therefore, 1 ma is 32 prutas, and here you have to have 2 ma. So the minimum is a 2 ma, which is 64 prutas, and you're moida in 1 pruta. That is when you kick in the halacha of moida b'miktsas. Continues the Mishnah, and we'll see what the connection is between all these various halachas in a second. Chamesh prutas. There are 5 halachas in the Torah that we're familiar with that have to do with a pruta. Haidah shava pruta. We just said the minimum shear to be moida b'miktsas on the haidah side is at least a shava pruta. Ha'ishim is kadesh shava pruta. Gemara kedushin that the minimum shear for kedushin is a shava pruta. And a henna shava pruta min hegdish to be over a din meila to be chayv a carbon etc. has to be a minimum hana of a shava pruta. Mo'al, then when meila kicks in. Va'moitzi shava pruta chayv lachris the din of hashava saveda that we had earlier in the masechta. That's only if it's a minimum of worth a shava pruta. And by Goizel Chaver Shava Pruta, Venishba Loyle Chlenarach of Lamade. It doesn't say over here that the minimum share of Gzela is a Pruta. Many Rishonim learned that the minimum share of Gzela is actually a Mashu. You're over an Issun the Tire. Maybe you won't get Malkus, but you're over an Issun the Tire. But here we're telling you a different halacha that if you steal a minimum of Shava Pruta, then we had the halacha earlier that you have to bring it back. You have to bring it back to the owner and chase after him as far as he goes. If it's less than a Shava Pruta, then you don't have to go that far to return it to him. You wait till he comes to you, put it away. But if it's a minimum of Shava Pruta, then you have to go after. What is the connection of all these halachas? What does it have to do with our pair? Says the Gemara. Tanina Chalasim, we had this earlier in the Masechta. We just had this before on Daf Mem Tes. Hoyna arba kesef, meyesem arba kesef lesela shtus lemekach. We had that. So well, you're right, that's not a chiddush. The chiddush is the next halacha. Atayin eshtei kesef adash shava pruta itzichlei. That's the chiddush of this Mishnah. And they know it's just repeated agav that. So Mahanami Tanina. That also, we know, we had in Masechta Shavuos. Shavuos had a yonam atayin eshtei kesef adash shava pruta. So that the first halacha we know from earlier our Masechta. Second halacha we know from Masechta Shavuos. So what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? The Chiddush is actually the last part of the Mishnah, the Sefer, which talks about the Chamesh Prutas. Agav the Chamesh Prutas, it brought the halacha of the halacha of Meirim HaMikzas, and Agav Dan, it brought the halacha of Hainah, because these are all these monetary-oriented halachas. So let's go through the Chamesh Prutas. Chamesh Prutas saying, so you just said that the minimum of Hainah is a sixth, so theoretically you could have Hainah that's a Shavah Pruta. If someone is selling something that's worth six Prutas, and he overcharges by one, so it's a Shtus, so the minimum share of Hainah would be a Pruta. We see from over here that the minimum share of pruta is not just a sixth. The minimum share of pruta is a sixth, and only if that is a minimum of an iser. If it's not an iser, which we said is eight prutas, it's not going to have a dinner not at all. Otherwise, it should have been listed in our Mishnah. Levi says, no, that's not true. It's a sixth, and it's a sixth. If you sell something for six, and you sell it for six, you sell it for seven prutas even, it's going to have a din I know, as long as the minimum din I know is a shava pruta. So why is it not listed in the list of our Mishnah? And a chanami. Saying Levi's list of our Mishnah was a different list. And Levi's list said, Haina is pruta. That's the first one he had. Vaida pruta. V'kedusha yishuv pruta. So those two are the same. V'gezel bepruta that we said is the same. And Levi had a different one. Yeshiva sadayonim bepruta. So Levi left out two that we had on our list. He left out me'ila and he left out a shavas aveda. Instead, he put in haina and he put this halacha that dayonim don't sit for a bezdin for less than a taina of a pruta. So why did Artan have his list and Levi has his list? Is that a machlekes, or they're just choosing different items to put in their list? So why did he say that you don't go to Bezdin? Bezdin doesn't sit for less than a pruta. So what tani like gezel and a chanami? That is when he said gezel, it didn't mean specifically gezel. Any taina and nitan is only going to be up to less up to a sheva pruta. So be like tani gezel, tani aveda. It says gezel and aveda. So Bishma, according to Levi, just said yeshiva stayonim, which is basically all dini chesem mishpat. According to our Tana, that you're telling me it said gezel, and that means chesem mishpat. So why did it say aveda? So my honey, it's tzichle. Gezel and aveda, each one has its chiddush. Why? Gezel is a gezel mechaver shavah pruta v'nish below yechener rachav lamode. Gezel is not a question of stealing shavah pruta. It's that when you go to return it, if it's a shavah pruta, you have to go out of your way to return it to him even far away. That's the chiddush of gezel, not just the regular din chayshim mishpat. And a second one is aveda. Might say aveda shavah pruta chayv lahachris v'yafakav dezol. Even though after you found it, it went down in price before you announced it. If at the time that you found it was worth a shavah pruta, then you have to chiddush. So gezel and aveda are listed in our mishnah. Really, they're examples of all din chayshim mishpat. It picked these two examples. Each one has its own local chiddush. V'levi ma'itani le'tami aveda. So why didn't he say aveda ma'pruta? So ma'itani le'gezel and echanami. According to Levi, that's all just included in gezel. So we look at Tani Gezel, but Tani Shiva said Dayanim. According to Levi, you said Shiva said Dayanim, which includes all chesh mishpat, and you said gezel. So once you say gezel, then just say aveda too. So no, Yeshiva said Dayanim itzichlei. The reason he said Yeshiva Stayanim is because Chiddush Afukim and Rav Katina, because he's arguing over there in Rav Katina. Dam Rav Katina, Bezdin is talking about field. Pachas Bishava Pruta. Rav Katina says, no matter what you tie on someone, Bezdin will be Ma'ishav a Bezdin to tie even less than Shava Pruta. Comes along Levi to tell me two halachas. A, by Gezel, the halacha that we said, that you have to be Yoyel of Achra of the Madai, and general Din of Chesh and Mishpat would only be by a Shava Pruta, but Levi did not bring the Din of Aveda there. So Levi felt that that was just going to be included in the regular Din of Chesh and Mishpat Halachas. V'levi ma'itayma loikotoni hegdish. Why didn't he bring the idea of Me'ila being also a Shava Pruta? V'chulin kamari be'kachim loikamari. Levi agrees to that halacha. But he just says our list is a chulin oriented list, not a hegdish oriented list. El tatani didan de kamayr bekodshim. So according to our Tana, we said meila. So nisni meiser bepruta. Why do we say loch b'meiser? We said meiser sheni. We've been talking about the last 2 days. Meiser sheni, you can't be paid by less than a pruta. So why is that unlisted? So my command yomer ain bechum shepruta. Maybe he's going to the shita that even if the meiser is a pruta, if the chaimish is not a pruta, you can't be paid it and pay the chaimish. So therefore, it wasn't a din in the meiser, and therefore wasn't listed in our brashna. Velisni chaimish. So why did he say the din of the chaimish being bruta? So bruta karen kamari bruchaimish like kamari. He wanted to talk about the karen. So comes out these two lists. There's actually no real machloikis between Artana and Levi. There's each one is focusing on different items. Says the Gemara. Gufa, Amar of Katina, Bezdin is kakma fil pachas b'shavah pruta. Bezdin would sit even less than a shavah pruta. Meisiv Rav, or Rav, I said, what are you talking about? It says in the pasuk, Ve'es asher chota mina hegdish yishalim. So, when you have a halacha of me'ila over there, so when you chata min ha'hegdish yishalim es chamish yisa yoseif alov, and you give it to the kohen. So we say, what is that extra drasha of it says chata min ha'hegdish yishalim? The rabbis pachas mishava pruta lehishavan by hegdish. So we see by hegdish, even if you steal, even though maybe it is not me'ila or korban by less than a shava pruta, but there is a din hishavan, and it's mashva lekaydishin of a lehedjilai. Mashma for a hedjit, there is no din of returning money if it's less than a shava pruta. It's a special din in hegdish, not a din in hedjit. So how can Rav Katina said bezin is kaka less than a shava pruta? So my aliyat mahachi yitma. Amar Rav Katina mihuskuku bezin la shava pruta goymer afil pachim shava pruta. That once enichanami, everybody agrees by hedjit, you don't start a din with less than a shava pruta. But once you come along and you start a din by a shava pruta, then the other side can tie into something even less than Shavuot. Once you're already in a din between a tain and a nitan, then the nitan can also tie it back for less than a Shavuot. Mashmal Levi argues at that point. Levi says, no, there's no such thing as a tain at all less than a Shavuot. Says the Gemara, feel punk Shavuot. Tchilas adin bina pruta. Gemara din lo bina pruta. That's why Rashi explains this. Alma Farshim says that it's more meduic in the words that if I tie on you a pruta, and it turns out that you only owe me less than a pruta, still Bezdin says you have to pay, because once we started the din with a pruta, we also finish it, even if it comes out being less than a sheva pruta. Says the Mishnah. Mishnah we already quoted before. Chamisha chaim shenhein. There are five times where you have a din of chaimish. Elohein. Hoichal truma. If you eat truma, we said if you get hana and destroy truma, b'shoigeg, you have to pay a chaimish. V'truma smicer. Same thing applies if you eat truma smicer. The same din of truma. So if you buy from an Amma Aretz, I mean, the halach is you have to take, or you don't have to take off truma. Rashi brings that we checked and we said, Rav Amma Aretz, take off truma. So truma you don't have to worry about at all. But Maiser Rishon, Maiser Sheni, and truma's Maiser from that Maiser Rishon yourself to take off. Again, it's only a chumrah, but that we have to do. So truma's Maiser shall demai. Also, if you eat that, you're going to have to pay a chaymish. Vachalav abikurim, chalav abikurim also have a halacha of truma. So in all these things, you are going to be moisif chaymish. And my Rashi says, this is by truma, it says, moisif mimen of truma sashem, and chala we have, it's also called truma, and bikurim, we learn out. So all these halachas are like truma, and these are all considered one list. So in the list of five, these are all one. These are all truma and subsets of truma. There's a din of chaymish. The fourth year of crops when you're bringing, you have to bring in Eini Rishalayim and Maaseh Sheni, both of those also are one item in the list that you have to be paid to them and also bring a chaimish. Netar Avai, also we learn out from Maaseh Sheni, Rashi brings. Hapoides Hegdesh, when you're paid to something of Hegdish, Maaseh Chaimish, if it's yours, okay, if it's not somebody else's, not. By Me'ila, we said, also there's a din of Chaimish. If someone swears falsely by a Taina, and then he's caught, we said over there also you have a din of Chaimish, these are the five we already listed before. Amar Rava. He said, Trumas Maisha Shal Demai. We know the Chiv of taking off Maisha Rishon, and for sure Trumas Maisha on Demai is only Dinder Abana. And since it's only a din d'rabbanan, I understand that you have to be paided. Obviously, if they make it trumas, if they make it trumas meiser, so then of course, if not be paided, of course, if you eat it, it's going to have a din of eating truma. But mechatesi, you have to be machmir so much to actually be meisif a chaimish back to the kohen when you eat it. V'chiyasu chacham chizik devem shokat tayra. Chacham said it's a din d'rabbanan that this trumas meiser has a din of trumas meiser. So if you eat it and destroy it, you have to pay the kohen chumra. You have to go so far to add on a chaimish. This town of our mission that says that even by demai you have to pay a chaimish a shita shemayer. When Chacham made a din d'rabbanan, they made it as much as possible exactly like a din d'araisa. This tanya, we have an example of this Masechtas Gittin. We know the beginning Masechtas Gittin says, "Maybe get me din sayom." So then we have afraid that the get was not written l'shma, it was written in Chutz La'aretz, or maybe we don't know who the edim are. We're not going to be able to mekayim the get. So Chum said you have to say b'fanei nechtav u'fanei nechtav. Mashiach has to say that it was written and signed in front of him. If he didn't say it, so Remeir says, Remeir says that we consider it a puzzle get, and if she gets married to somebody else and has a child, we consider a child a mamzer. So we're machmir b'dinah d'rabbanan as if it's pasul d'oraisa. Chamer mein avlad mamzer. Come say no child. Our mamzer over here. Ketzid yasa. Then of a man of yichsev yitlam efnei shnayv yom lefanechta fanenechtam. Okay, so you're supposed to do it lechatchila. You can fix it if you need to. Come say nobody's a mamzer in this case. We're not making mamzer. You see, a mayor is machmir b'dinah d'rabbanan like a din d'oraisa. Chum built it into a din d'rabbanan to be like a din d'oraisa. So you're also by chumas ma'aser shel tamai. They consider it keilu d'oraisa that. Not only do you have to pay back the kayim, but you have to pay back the chaymish. Says Gemara, Mishum Lumei Mishum Tala Yomal Befenechta Fenechlim Yetsi Vlad Mamzer In. The Gemara says, Remei Tamei Damar Rav Nuna Mishmei De Ula Amar Remeir Kol Hamashanim Yad Beis Shatavah Chamu Gittin. If you change even one tiny little halacha from Chazal Sebe Gittin, Yetsi Vlad Mamzer. We consider the Vlad of Mamzer, of course, through Rabbanan, but we're machmer all the way up to that, and therefore that's the same halacha in our Mishnah. Meishuv Sheishuv Sheishuv has a Gavaldik Akasha. He says, we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Masechtas Demai, Mechalonoi say Kesef al Kesef the Chayshal al Chayshal. We're talking about over here a situation where you where you have Meiser Sheni of Demai. So you have Meiser Sheni of Demai that gets mixed up with Chulin. So you want to be plated and therefore take off the Kedusha. Have Meiser Sheni of Demai, same thing Demai, take off the Kedusha, and therefore you can eat what you have here, and you'll bring the money to Yerushalayim. So what do? So Mechalonoi say Kesef al Kesef, let's say you have money of Meiser Sheni of Demai, and you need that money, and it's mixed up with other money, so you transfer the Kedusha, Kesef al Kesef, Nechayshis al Nechayshis, onto gold, silver coins, copper coins, Kesef al Nechayshis, Nechayshis al Peiris, or you can transfer the Kedusha on to payers, the yaksav yiftis appears to be. And then afterwards, we don't want you leaving that kedusha on the payers because you're not supposed to be buying payers outside of Yerushalayim. So instead, afterwards, you take the kedusha off those payers, put it onto money, bring the money to Yerushalayim, and eat this meiser sheni of demai money in Yerushalayim. No, Yerushalayim. You can go ahead and bring that actual fruit, even though you bought it outside of Yerushalayim, it's only demai, it's fine. So you see, Remeir says that now that we're talking about Meiser Sheni of Demai, he says over here, we're going to treat it like that, and you could be pited, Kesef al Kesef, Kesef al Nechayshis, but if you buy fruits, be pited again. Says Gemara, Mi Mechalina Kesef al Nechayshis? By real Meiser Sheni, you can't do that. You can't transfer the Kedusha from silver coins onto copper coins. But Tanan, Selo Shem Meiser Sheni V'Shalchul and Shenesarvu. By Meiser Sheni, if it's mixed up. Maybe Beselamos, you take some copper money, and you transfer the Kedusha, instead of transferring Kedusha from the silver money onto just taking, you could have theoretically just taken some money out of this mixture, and say wherever the Meiser Sheni money is, it should be transferred onto this. We don't let you do that. Because we don't want you transferring money, Kesef al Kesef. Kesef al Kesef is not called pigeon. And therefore, we don't want you to do that. Instead, you transfer the Kedusha from the money, the silver, onto copper, which we already said copper is like Peiros, the Gabe silver. And then, Baris HaYafishmen, then you take out some silver, Mechalalan, you transfer the Kedusha back from the copper back onto the silver. Mibnei Sha'amru, and the Baris explains, the Mishnah explains, Mechalalan, I say, Kesav on the Chayshis, Midaychik, Bindirabbanan, when you're stuck and you have no choice, we let you transfer from the silver onto the chayshes, only b'doich. Loishi, kaim kaim, we don't leave it like that. El shechayz mechal al kesef, eventually put it back on the kesef. We don't want you really having kedusha on copper money. Copper money gets ruined very easily, so we don't want you to leave it. So what do we see? We see by real meiser sheni money, we do not allow you to transfer it onto the chayshes permanently, and we don't allow you to transfer kesef, etc. Ketani mia mechal b'doich, mash b'doich, inshallah b'doich ekloi. And yet by meiser sheni of demai, the mayor said, you could transfer it. We just said the mayor says by demai chacham also chizik levem kishal tyre. And if by regular meiser sheni you're not supposed to be transferring it onto copper and kesef al kesef, so the meiser sheni of demai also that should be the same halacha. So Rabbi Yosef alf bishul meikel or meir bepidjanoi machmor b'achilosoi. He says no, there's a difference. This mishnah is talking about how you're being poided, when you're being poided. Then the mayor says you can be meikel. Well, it comes to eating Trumas Meiser of Demai and then paying the Kohen back, then he says it's more chamor, and then we're going to be machmir, more that you have to pay back, that you have to pay back the Kohen, including the chaymer. So when it's eating halachas, then we say mamash kishal ter. When it's talking about pigeon, then Rameir and Chanami will be more mekel. Adkar.